A compromise between Governor Tony Evers and Republican lawmakers could help address PFAS pollution. It's Wednesday, February 28th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Glad to have you along this morning. Coming up, an Eau Claire County judge has denied an order that would have delayed the closure of two hospitals. And Green Bay community members are calling for the school district to reinstate the superintendent. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers is proposing a compromise with Republican lawmakers that would spend about $125 million set aside to help address PFAS pollution. Danielle Kading has more.
Evers' request to the legislature's Finance Committee comes as the governor has said he will veto a Republican bill to address PFAS pollution. That bill, which passed the Assembly last week, would limit the authority of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to test for and clean up the chemicals. It would also prevent the DNR from taking enforcement action against people deemed innocent landowners. That's as long as they let the agency clean up the chemicals at the state's expense. Evers said he's not signing a bill that lets polluters off the hook. He said his compromise retains most of the legislation's other key provisions. The GOP co-chairs of the legislature's Finance Committee say Evers should sign their bill instead of holding up the funds. They argue Evers' compromise would let the DNR punish innocent landowners. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, Republican leaders are planning to appeal a Dane County court ruling blocking efforts to fire Wisconsin's top elections official. The state legislature's three top Republicans say they'll ask a state appeals court whether the Wisconsin Elections Commission has a duty to hire a replacement for Administrator Megan Wolf. Last month, a Dane County judge ruled Wolf can stay in her job, even though the commission's board deadlocked on her reappointment last June. Conservative opposition of Wolf has been fueled by false claims that the 2020 election in the state was stolen from former President Donald Trump. Republicans have voted to fire Wolf, and an impeachment resolution has also been introduced. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is facing a potential recall election driven by claims that he's blocking that impeachment. Green Bay community members are calling for the school district to reinstate their superintendent. As Joe Schultz reports, residents turned out Monday night to support the man who is the first black leader in the district's history.
With every voice and sing.
Community members sang the Black National Anthem at the start of the Green Bay School Board meeting. Over 50 people came in support of former Superintendent Claude Tiller. He resigned earlier this month following controversial comments he made in a radio interview. Robin Scott leads an African-American resource center in Green Bay. She told board members they mishandled the situation.
Not one of you have stood behind us and listened to the impact and the hurt that y'all have riveted through our community.
The district says Tiller voluntarily resigned and had legal representation throughout the process. An online petition to reinstate him has over 1,000 signatures. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A judge in Eau Claire County has denied a request by an orthopedic clinic to force Hospital Sisters Health System to delay the closure of two hospitals. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine filed the request for an injunction over the closure of Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. The clinic claimed their contract with HSHS requires a 180-day notice to end the agreement, which would extend past the April 21st closure of the facilities. Eau Claire County Judge Sarah Harless denied their motion yesterday to require the hospitals to continue operating. An HSHS spokesperson said in a statement the hospital system was pleased with the outcome and that they'll continue to follow their wind-down process as planned. The head of Chippewa Valley Orthopedics said in a statement that the clinic is ready to work with HSHS outside of court to address their concerns. Coming up, one woman daydreamed of walking through the airport, heading to warm vacations to help cope with a major health scare. We'll hear more from her in today's Wisconsin Life. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about survival.
Dreaming can help some people get through incredibly difficult times. Madison's Tundalea Taylor talks about how daydreaming helped her overcome a major health crisis and appreciate everyday life.
You want to know what I love? I love traveling, great earrings and purses. I mean, who wouldn't love to shop every day, all day, with not a care or worry in the world? I envision myself walking through the airport with my favorite pair of Black Queen earrings, my cute matching crossbody purse, taking a first-class flight to the Bahamas. I find myself doing that all too often. When I daydream, it was starting to affect my day job. Daydreaming was good to me until I had an unexpected visitor that would put my daydreaming into jeopardy. I had been feeling horrible for a few months. I was so tired, I almost couldn't make it to the doctor appointment. I finally dragged myself to the doctor. Never planned out in my mind that I would drive to the doctor, but I would ride in the ambulance to the emergency room. 8 hours later, one doctor came in and said, "You look good compared to what your body is going through, so we're going to keep you overnight." I suddenly had a sigh of relief. After another doctor came in and told me he ran every test he could possibly run, and he said I had leukemia. Then I called my mom and said they think I have cancer, even though he was truly sure that's what it was. I called my mama because I wanted her to call him and tell him about himself. Don't be telling her baby she got cancer like that one time she told the school worker not to be talking down on her kids. Or like that one time she told our babysitter, "Don't tell us we can't eat our food." Then, finally moved to my first room after being admitted into the hospital. It was the ICU. It was never told to me what stage cancer I was in. I was always told it's aggressive. After 8 rounds of chemo, after 2 bone marrow tests, after various trips to the hospital for infections, after losing my hair, after 4 non-successful tries of getting stem cells, after telling my son I had cancer, after not having an appetite, after many restless nights, after not being able to daydream about traveling to places with no signs of cold weather anywhere, I finally got good news. Besides finding out the chemo was working, there was no evidence of the disease. I got stem cells. I made them on my own with the booster shot, of course. For these new stem cells I was about to receive, going in the hospital for 1 month, take chemo for 7 days. This may have been the hardest chemo I have ever gotten, but I made it to transplant day. Wipe my system out and receive a new beginning. It's like filing Chapter 7 bankruptcy in my body. I wanted to go home and heal there. I'm living my life after cancer. I enjoy every day as my last because I don't know how much time I have here. Wow. One thing I was always worried about is if the cancer will ever come back. The thing about cancer is that it's not a cure, so I'm not fully cured of cancer. I'm just living my life like it doesn't exist. This time, when I daydream, is really to take the trip to the Bahamas with my new surviving cancer earrings and I survived cancer t-shirt. The biggest daydream is really a reality because it involves being cancer-free.
Tondalea Taylor's story came to us from the UW Odyssey Project. Taylor was also a guest on the new podcast Inside Stories, which features Madison storytellers and digs deeper into their lives. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thank you so much for being here for Wisconsin Today. Really appreciate you listening. I'm your host, Alex Crow. And once again, Mallory Chang and John Davis were the people putting the show together behind the scenes. Hey, if you like the show, head over to wherever you listen, Apple, Spotify, leave us a rating and review. It really does help spread the word, and we appreciate it so much. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.